Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P. Welcome in our buddy Jason Lockenford to talk about everything that we saw over the week, over Thanksgiving. Like, I still think that was a headliner. Jason, we're sitting here talking about the Bears and what they did, and we didn't have time to ask you off air about the Ravens. I mean, Thanksgiving, Good Friday was easy. No matter what underdog, whether it's 3, whether it's 7, they win outright. We also saw an amazing upset yesterday with Carolina, but I do want to start with the Ravens and Lamar. 3 more turnovers for him. It's been a while since he's had a passing touchdown. Like, I know they're leading the division, but what is it? Zero? Is it a matter of just everybody's close, or is it? Are you looking at it and saying, no, like, this team is not a threat at all right now?
That's not a good football team. When they face quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks this year who have won a playoff game, they've allowed 14 passing touchdowns, no interceptions, 5 sacks, a 110.7 passer rating. They don't have any pass rushers. They're not special against the run. And the offense, it's a bottom 5 first half offense now going back over 2 months. Like, you can take it back to like week 5. They average 7 offensive points per first half. They averaged 3.7 yards per carry in the first half of games since week 7 for all the just more Derrick Henry is the answer truthers out there. Wow, they run Derrick Henry a lot on early downs and especially early in games to set a physical tone. It doesn't work. It puts the injured quarterback and their crap offensive line behind the sticks. The Justice Hill injury is massive. It's just massive. He's the only running back they can really trust in pass protection. I know Derrick Henry took a screen pass 40 yards in that game. There's a reason Derrick Henry has never seen the field on third down, going back to the heights of his prowess with the Tennessee Titans. Now he probably has to. They're in a bad way. Now Pittsburgh's arguably worse. So I mean, the door is ajar for the Bengals. Like, the Bengals defense is a tick better. They certainly can play the most carefree Cavalier football. Like, they've got nothing to lose. Like, Mike Tomlin, it's tight sphincter time in Pittsburgh. Harbaugh, it's tight sphincter time in Baltimore. Like, Cincinnati, their season was over 2-3 weeks ago, right? I mean, everybody was saying, why did Joe Burrow even come back for this? So, I'm old enough to remember them in the second half last year. Now, they still lost more games than they should have, scoring 33 points a game. But they've always been a better second half of the season team than first half. And they get Baltimore coming to them in 2 weeks. I think Burrow throws for 350 in that one. So who knows, man? Your guess is as good as mine, but Cincinnati was a historically bad defense. Like, not by this season standards, by the history of the NFL up until 2 weeks ago. Pittsburgh, they're a mess. Baltimore's a mess. Somebody's going to win the division and host a playoff game. Whoever does, I don't think is going to go particularly far in the postseason, but the door is ajar. And, Yeah, I made a lot of money on Thursday night. I had the most inventory on that game of anything on this board and hit everything. And I'm already looking forward to the rematch in Cincinnati because I don't think much is changing.
Kansas City is 6-6 now. They've lost 3 of 4, but they're still favored to make the playoffs. Why?
History. I mean, the Reed Mahomes thing. I mean, the same reason 2 weeks ago I put money on them to win the division and to make the Super Bowl going into that Denver game. Because you've seen it happen so many times. You just believe that whenever they need a win, they'll get it. Now, that hasn't been the case, and we've got empirical evidence on Thursday. I mean, they were outplayed by Dallas. Like, the better team won that game. There's no two ways about it. There's not a lot of creativity to the offense. There's no pass rush. Like, that's another team. Like, they're like Baltimore. The quarterback's not throwing touchdowns, not because he's all of a sudden stinks, because when the field gets tight in the red zone and you can blitz their offensive line and get away with it, or you can get pressure without sending numbers, and their defense doesn't get the kind of pressure that you can get on them, it's going to allow a lot of teams to stay in games. It's why they play all these close and late games. And there's been regression there. And after winning 17 straight of them, now, you know, not every break is going their way. Now Mahomes is healthy and Lamar's not, so there's a difference there. But neither offense has an identity right now. Neither offense has a calling card. Neither offense gets explosives. Both offenses have too many negative plays. It seems like they're hunting and pecking. Like, it's not an orchestra. It's like, let's try to ride the trombones for as long as we can. And then let's try to ride, you know, the dude on the xylophone. And then let's try to ride, you know, the clarinet. Like, it's not all playing together. Like, it's not like we can, when those offenses are at their best, you don't know how to bet them, because literally any receiver, any potential receiver, and I don't mean wide receiver, it could be a running back, could be a fullback, could be a tight end, could be a wide receiver. Anybody could be the star at any given moment. Now, it's a whole lot of volume for Rice in one place, and it's like a bunch of underneath balls to Zay Flowers, and oh, God, we hope he gets yak. And that's their offenses. There's no designed explosives. There's no in the flow of the game, seven-step drop, hit somebody for 45 yards down a seam. No, and the run games are inefficient.
For the first time that I can remember, I look at these current 1 and 2 seeds right now after 13 weeks of the league, and I can honestly sit here and say that the teams that would barely make the playoffs with the last wild card spot and the teams that are right now on the outside looking in, I don't see much of a difference. And we've joked for years that this is exactly the parity that the league wants. Is that accurate? Like, you've talked to people in the league. You've been doing this for decades and decades now. Is this what they want, where there's almost no difference between the playoff and the non-playoff teams? I mean, the playoff teams with the high seeds, too.
Yeah, I think it's what they want. You know, they keep adding sample size because they think in a league that's structured towards parity, that is basically economic socialism for billionaires, we're all going to make more money the more we add. And it's probably, right, because it's such an injury sport and there's so much attrition, that things start evening out. Let's add other variables to it. Let's play a game on the moon. Let's play a game in Madrid. Let's play a game in China. What's that going to do? It's going to level the playing field. What happens in those games? They're usually under games. They're usually pretty close, like, unless it's an extreme variance, like, between, like, unless we're talking about a 15-point spread. Yeah, like, let's let more teams into the playoffs. Like, of course, yeah. Then everybody's got something to ostensibly play for. No, I think it's like, they call it parity. Like, it's mediocrity. You know, it's like, parity sounds better. It's a buzzword. I'm sure in their, you know, marketing polling that they do, people respond better to parity than they do meh. But there's a lot of meh football teams in this league. The difference this year is there's fewer potential super teams. You know, I feel like in years past, even before that 2023 Eagles team fell apart, it was like, well, they're not that great, but when are they going to lose? You know, and we said that about the Chiefs last year. And, you know, the New England thing was obviously real. The Kansas City thing, I mean, they're in the AFC Championship game every year. So there's always sort of been that super team or super teams, or, you know, Brady's hanging on. Can he still do it? Like, I kind of feel like between errors right now. But not many of these quarterbacks have actually broken through. Like, I don't think this is the year Lamar breaks through. I don't think this is the year Josh Allen breaks through. Maybe it's the year Jordan Love breaks through. But yeah, this is all by design. Like, this is all by design. And they're all sitting there, you know, on the gravy train, just the rich get richer.
December 1st on the calendar, and the Chicago Bears are the one seed in the NFC. Wow. How do you explain that?
You dominate the fourth quarter. You dominate turnovers. You steal possessions. You're going to win a lot of football games. I mean, again, the whole league is parity, right? So the whole point of this league is make the margins as slim as possible and try to get the worst roster and the best roster together. I mean, who's going to play the toughest schedule? We don't play a balanced schedule in this league. So that's what it's all about. So it's a four-quarter game. Most of these games are going to be a score, two tops in the fourth quarter. If you dominate the fourth quarter and you dominate takeaways and your quarterback isn't a turnover machine, you're going to win a lot of football games. And then there's that, you know, when you get a real head coach in your building for the first time in forever, people respond to it. Now, sometimes it's a one-year blip, you know, Washington. Although, hats off to them for playing hard for the first time in a while last night. But, you know, I don't know. Is it going to be totally sustainable? Are they a new juggernaut? Like, I don't know that I'm ready to go that far. But Ben Johnson has made a drastic difference in how they prepare and how they practice and therefore how they play. And I don't know if the turnover thing is going to regress next year. History would say it probably would. The fourth quarter thing will probably regress a little bit more to the mean. Maybe not entirely. But for now, on this magic carpet ride, I can't fade him anymore. Like, I had Devontae Smith 60-plus receiving yards and Eagles money line. Like, that, I had that little parlay. That's all I had on that game because I haven't been able to back the Bears yet, but I also stopped fading them a few weeks back, and I lost again. I think they're going to win some more football games. I think they'll probably be a fairly tough out in the playoffs. I don't know that I'd buy that defense entirely in the playoffs as presently constructed, but they're obviously going to get there. They've turned the corner as a franchise. There's no doubt about that, and you haven't been able to say that about them in a long time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday Night Football here with Jason Luck on Fora. Let's talk about that because we've got a 7-point spread. There's a lot of these 7-plus dogs that have been winning outright this week. We were talking about what happened with Thanksgiving, with Black Friday, and then yesterday with the Rams too. But you did have some big dogs that had no chance in the game. You had Seattle, Minnesota. You had the Chargers, Raiders game. We got a big point spread here. What do you think about Giants, Patriots tonight?
I don't know about the Patriots covering the number. Like, they've played a lot of close games. Like, they don't win a whole lot of games by more than, like, 5 or 6. I know they did the job against the Jets, but that's a divisional opponent. There's familiarity there. I think they're going to win the game. Like, I've got some May yards and touchdowns tied to money line. Like, I think New England gets the 24 points. I don't know about the 27.5, you know, 28 that's out there, but I'm bringing the team total down to 23.5 and pegging that to some things. The Giants are always giving up 24 on the road. New England's pretty much scoring 24 at least a game. I think it's an over game. I mean, my favorite thing about the game probably is just the over. I mean, New England, the Giants are over in 6 of their last 7. Those games are going over by 10.5, 5.5, 10.5, 14.5, 24.5, 10.5. Darts back. Does he run as much? I don't know, but he's going to chuck the ball downfield. The Patriots are over in 4 of their last 6. 5 of the last 7 Giants games have gone over 51. Giants road games average like 53.16 points per game. 4 of the last 5 Patriots games are over this 46.5. So I do think we get that trend continuing. You know, I don't know why Henderson wouldn't be able to do a job here tonight against a Giants rush defense that's so bad at pretty much everything. I mean, they're going to win the quadruple crown probably. Most touchdowns allowed on the ground, worst rush defense EPA, worst rush defense success rate, and worst yards per carry, 5.9. So that's sort of where I am on the game.
Who's winning the Super Bowl, Jason?
I hope Green Bay. For personal reasons. For college tuition reasons, I hope Green Bay. man, your guess is as good as mine. I mean,
no idea.
I think there's a tier of teams, you know, that could do it. You've got to be somewhat balanced. To me, you got to have an offense and a defense. You got to have an O-line and a D-line. Like, Green Bay checks that box. You know, Denver checks that box. I mean, do the Eagles check that box right now? I don't know if I can check the box on the O-line. Like, they got to get a lot healthier there. Got to be able to run the ball and throw the ball. Like, you know, I don't know. Does Indianapolis check that box? Like, not really for me anymore. This could be a year where something crazy happens, like the Houston Texans, something like that. Like, it really could be. Like, you know, how about a Green Bay-Houston Super Bowl?
It certainly feels like it. I'm having just as difficult a time looking at the playoff picture and saying, okay, who's the fraud? Right? Like, there's probably going to be some changes maybe with teams on the outside. But, you know, for a while we were thinking the Chiefs, it's something crazy. How about the Cowboys? I mean, they look Cowboys a lot better are, right look, now.
The last 4 weeks, they are a league average defense, which is a long way because they were right there with the Bengals on your scatter chart in terms of any key metric through 8 weeks. Since week 9, they're league average in a lot of categories, including against the run. They're allowing 82 rushing yards a game since week 9, 4.0 a carry. That's a huge difference for them. It keeps them in games. Like, I never liked Dallas. You know that.
Yep.
I think Dallas wins Thursday night.
Woo. Dallas-Houston Super Bowl. There you go. There would be something like that, something crazy. All right, Jason LaConfora, check out his podcast. It goes live on YouTube on a regular basis. Wanna bet? Follow him on X at Jason LaConfora. Joe O, Sammy P. Monday morning market moves. We'll do college and the NFL right here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.